I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, I think I've got an interesting show in store for you, and it'll be jam-packed with information. So you probably want to grab a paper and pencil to take some notes, some things you might want to follow up on after the program. And in our usual manner, we like to kick off the show with the Hari Om mantra meditation. So if the guys in the booth will play that now, that'd be great.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Om.
Hari
Om.
Hari
Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
That was a clip from back in the 1970s of Sri Swami Satchidananda leading the Hari Om Japa Mantra Meditation. And as usual, I'd like to give my disclaimer for this program. It was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for those that are new to ET Yoga, you'll also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And along those lines of new listeners, much of tonight's program is going to be loosely around the idea of black is white, white is black. In other words, kind of the topsy-turvy world that we live in, and some of the doublespeak that's kind of going on that reminds me of the book 1984. And but also it's going to be kind of a buffet of information and a way of getting new listeners caught up with the rest of the audience. There will be some obviously new information on this program, but also I'd like to give my thanks and appreciation to our regular listeners out there. And I'm hearing from people, and I'm hearing that people have been longtime listeners. They may not have contacted me before, but more and more people are contacting me, and you can do so at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO. paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And why might you want to do that? Well, because you'd like to ask a question, or you'd like to tell us about some positive experience that you've had using information or a technique that you heard on ET Yoga, or possibly you'd like to have some input into new programming. And if you've got a subject that you would like to have explored, you can probably have that happen. So make ET Yoga sort of an interactive experience with yourself. And at this point in time, I'd like to welcome some new listeners that I know are tuning in tonight. Raluca from Bozeman, Montana, and Mihaila and Carmen from Brașov, Romania, and Vince from Orlando, Florida. And for those new people that are first-timers to ET Yoga, ET Yoga is all about self-empowering information that helps you on your spiritual journey. And like anything else, what you believe is, and so what you resonate with, you use, and what you can't use, you don't use. And we'll be talking a lot about how to make maximum use of information on this program. And one of those ways, as I suggested at the top of the show, was to take notes, write down some ideas or concepts, or if I'm giving a specific remedy for something, check it out later, write it down in case you can't remember. Some of my friends have said I kind of have a machine gun approach towards information. I jam a lot of information into a one-hour show. And one of the best ways that you can maximize the use of listening to this program is like my friend John from Boston does. He goes back into the archives, re-listens to the program during the week, and then can really take his time to absorb the concepts and to further use it as a springboard to research some of the ideas that are presented. And in that light, you can also go to my website, which is etyoga.com. And at etyoga.com, you'll find my latest book, which is ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. I much appreciate your support for the purchase of that particular book, because it's certainly, just like the radio program, it's jam-packed with information. It's like 10 books in one. And it's all, in my opinion, cutting-edge information. It's not like a regular book. It's kind of like having 65 articles on a variety of subjects, and I'm getting lots of good feedback on that. And I'd sure appreciate your support in that endeavor. The book sells for $9.95. It is available at my website as a download with PayPal. And it's also available as a Kindle book at Amazon.com, Sony bookstores, and Barnes & Noble. So much appreciate your support. Now, with respect to the website as well, it also has lots of other interesting products, in my opinion, and topics, everything from techniques, meditation techniques, pillar of light techniques, Merkaba techniques, even special pranayama, yogic breathing, a whole host of topics, and I tried to set that website up as a one-stop shop for people who don't have time to spend thousands of hours researching all over the internet for information. So it's not everything there is to know, but it's everything you might need to know to really get yourself boosted in the right direction. So for those that are new listeners, ET Yoga, there's actually... I also have a blog site, and if you can write this down, you go to BBS Radio ET Yoga Blog, and it'll take you right into my blog. And the blog isn't, again, not set up in the normal manner, so it's kind of like somebody says something and somebody says something else, and they kind of go back and forth. No, it's basically about 75 articles. And you go to the blog, and you'll see the ideas for the articles. And so if you've got an interest in a particular area, you go to that blog, and there you'll have it. And about seeing the or hearing the archives of this program, very simple. You can check them out at BBS Radio, or you can go to my website, etyoga.com. On the very front page, there's a button there that says Radio Archives. It's large print. You just click on Radio Archives, and it'll take you to tonight's program and previous programs. Now, and those archives are usually available sometime late the following day after the show, for sure the second day after the show. So if you're interested in really maximizing information that you hear on this program, something went by you too fast, you didn't get a chance to write it down, that's the way to take your time, go through, check out the archive. There's no cost to it, and nobody's going to hassle you about, you know, contacting you. And if you contact me, at paperfungo at yahoo.ca. Don't worry, you're not going to be hit with lots of pestering emails coming from me. And also note that at the website, there's a free download there. It's called The True Nature of Disease, and there's no gimmicks or any strings attached to that information either. It's a free download. So getting into tonight's buffet-style approach, I'd like to begin by mentioning some of the real blockbuster information that's been presented by Bashar. And if you don't know about Bashar, he's at www.bashar, BASHAR.org. And at Bashar.org, you're going to find a ton of information there. And some of the more recent ideas coming from Bashar is definitely the idea about the antigen, which is basically a combination of organic sulfur and vitamin C. And in about two separate doses of about 3,000 milligrams of organic sulfur and vitamin C, each in 3,000 milligrams, for a total of 6,000 milligrams per day. And a suggestion is you don't take them both exactly the same time. Give a half an hour or an hour in between. But these substances, according to Bashar, work as an antigen and go in the body and fix what's needed. So I highly suggest that you might want to check that out. Of course, he also has given his version of a cure for cancer. Pureed asparagus, avocado, and walnuts. And that's coming from Bashar, extraterrestrial. And another nice tidbit from Bashar was his pointing out to us that Beethoven was downloaded with some higher consciousness information, maybe in several of his symphonies, but definitely in Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, the second movement. And you can go on YouTube, and I've noticed it's there, Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, Second Movement. And it's about the first 3 minutes of this. And that information, that download, actually, when you let it wash over you by listening to it repeatedly, it provides an energy that allows you to release old energy and allow new energy in. And very beneficial with respect to your efforts towards intentional reality creation. So I'd like to get you on board with that concept. And certainly another concept that has come up from time to time on ET Yoga is certainly this whole idea about the mantra meditation. And we start the show off every week with the mantra meditation. And why would we do that? Well, the Hari Om mantra, it's the one that I primarily use both internally and externally, like verbally as a chant, as we do in the program, and also internally as an inner meditation. I want to share with you information about that because it's not a little minor detail. Om is the first and foremost of all mantras, and Om is the sound of cosmic energy and contains all the sounds in itself. The spiritual efficacy of Om is heard not by the ears but by the heart. It surcharges the innermost being of a man with vibrations of the highest reality. And all galaxies, including ours, are rotating, and the sound they make is Om. And the Anuswaram, or the nasal sound, or the humming, boosts the production of nitric oxide in the body. And this was known to Indians and documented more than 7,000 years ago. And Om opens up quantum tunneling where the wormholes do not have a restriction of speed of light. And the secrets of this universe are contained in energy, frequency, and vibration. And if you make the sound of Om in front of a drop of liquid, it will transform itself into a Sri Yantra, which is a very specific visual form, which is symmetrical and also holographic, in that every bit of it contains all of it, and that can either be found under SHRI, Shri, or Sri, SRI, Yantra. It's called the King of Yantras. And this Sri Yantra was revealed to Maharishis with 12-strand DNA and king-sized pineal glands more than 8,000 BC. And these Sanskrit mantras have a precise golden ratio of 1.618 sound harmonics. This is definitely mathematical and geometrical precision. And the Sri Yantra is also based on that ratio. And the cymatics of Om is the Sri Yantra, whose angle is used to construct the Egyptian pyramids. And all Bij mantras end with Anuswaram which produces nitric acid, which is a molecule that our body produces to help it 50 trillion cells communicate with each other by transmuting signals throughout the entire body. And people with diabetes usually have lower levels of nitric acid than those without diabetes. Sufficient amounts of nitric oxide in blood controls blood pressure, and when the human body reaches the age of about 27 years, the secretion of nitric oxide is at its peak, and as you get older, the production of nitric oxide in the human body declines gradually from about the age 42. And interestingly enough, Viagra also works due to its action on nitric oxide. And it's also understood that certain mantras and prayers, such as the chanting of the spiritual names of God, bring to one the transcendental vibration of the spiritual world from where it comes. And this means it's like a conductor bringing the spiritual energy and frequencies that come from the transcendental strata. And one of those classic mantras for this is actually the Hare Krishna mantra. And you might be familiar with that one of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So experience and experiments have already been performed that show the changes in those who regularly use this mantra. Results show that regular chanting of 25 minutes a day reduces stress and depression and helps reduce bad habits and addictions. And those results formed a PhD thesis at Florida State University. So when we do the Hare Om mantra at the top of the show, there's a good reason for that. And I might also say that in connection with the cancer information, that Jill Madison, who is, I consider, kind of an expert in the sound and frequency, especially as related to music, and she notes in her workshops that Royal Rife, a doctor in the early 1900s, used frequencies to heal, and he measured the frequency of cancer cells and exposed them to the opposite frequency. And to simplify the idea, think of this example. If the cancer cell was a plus 10 frequency, then he exposed the cell to a minus 10 frequency, and the two opposite frequencies canceled each other out when they combined. And according to her, Rife cured 800 out of 800 cancer patients. Gee, I wonder where all this information, and why isn't this available to us now? I'll let you do the further research on that. And also, interestingly enough, about 25 or 30 years ago, in Barbara Marciniak's book, Bringers of the Dawn, and if you don't know about Bringers of the Dawn, you should get a copy because you can go online and you can get a free copy. And this is Barbara Marciniak, M-A-R-C-I-N-I-A-K. And I consider Bringers of the Dawn the classic text regarding the whole topic of extraterrestrial information. And similarly, in the yogic context, because we're ET Yoga, I consider Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda to be the classic yogic text. And I'm going to share with you information that was given to us 25 years ago, and you tell me if it's not true today. And this is from Bringers of the Dawn. The Pleiadians, we recommend strongly that you get rid of your television sets. They're the primary tool used to manipulate your consciousness on a day-to-day basis. This experiment is so finely tuned that you respond subliminally to disease via the television. So there's an entire generation that is killing itself by watching television and supporting the medical society while they're doing it. And sometimes liberating information is broadcast, perhaps even a New Age show. However, you may watch such a television show about how uplifting and unlimited you can be, while subliminally you are being hit with a frequency that keeps you from original thinking. This subliminal keeps you immobilized and holds you in a survive, arrive, be on time, be silent, go to work society. Television also promotes a sedentary and obese life. Look around you. Wake up, humans. Most of the subliminals on television are done through technology that was developed in conjunction with off-planetary beings. The use of subliminals to upset human consciousness has become a worldwide program. And if you think about the houses that have 2, 3, and 4 televisions in them, you must agree that this has been a very successful marketing program. Some people who know about the subliminals on television feel that they are immune to them. However, the effects of television are so permeating that no matter how clear you say you're going to be, you cannot counterbalance what the technology is presently doing to your vibrational frequency. As a matter of fact, if you really want to evolve, do not read your newspapers, do not listen to the radio, do not watch television, and if you're able to be media-free for a period of time and you disengage yourself from the frequency of chaos and anxiety and stress and hustle and bustle and temptations of all kinds that you don't need, you begin to listen to what is going on inside of yourself and to live in the world and not necessarily be lost in it. And electronics also jam your frequency. Plus, as we have said, many of them are designed to create static so that you will always stay at a certain vibratory rate, turning you into a safe, harmless, inactive cattle. and also from Patricia Corey's book, No More Secrets, No More Lies. She states that this is a channeling from the Syrians, that subliminal sound messages are overlaid into the audio of television commercials, imperceptible to the conscious, but perceived at the subconscious level. They're also transmitted via the internet, and you are just beginning to realize the dark potential of such technology. Well, how do you elaborate on that? Not too certain. I might also note that for those people who are out, who are using Powderco tea as one of their methods to cure cancer, that you can visit www.AtlantisHealthCenters.com, and that's www.AtlantisHealthCenters.com. And Earl B. Hall, actually, he's a friend of mine. He sells Powderco tea, and top of his advertising is that medical experts throughout the world are now saying that there is a cure for cancer, that, well, there's multiple cures for cancer, in my opinion. My friend John in Boston, I gave 10 cures on the ET Yoga show, and he has his top 10 are different than my top 10. But here's another one, which is Powderco tea. And for those who are taking it, and I quote from Earl's pamphlet, that if you have a serious illness such as cancer or diabetes, it's recommended you drink at least 4 8-ounce glasses of Powderco tea each day. And I'm mentioning that especially to my friends in Romania who may be needing to hear that information. And should also point out that Earl cured his own pancreatic cancer in about 4 weeks. And, of course, Earl also did the inner work because he realizes that all disease comes from dysfunctional emotion, and that information also comes from Pleiadian sources. And if you're new to ET Yoga, you'll should know that the kind of the basis for our show is that kind of centers around the whole concept of beliefs. And in what I call Bashar's Big Four, the first one that's primary to everything is that your beliefs, your emotions, your definitions, your intentions, your desires are what create the exact mirror reflection in your outer experience. That's square number one. Or if this is a baseball game, that's getting to first base. If you haven't realized that you're creating your own life here on this planet, that means you're stuck in 3D consciousness. That's just simple. I mean, if you believe that you're just victim of circumstances and everything's happening at random, well, then that's your belief, and all beliefs are equally valid. But if you might as well just tune out on ET Yoga, because this is not for you. The ET Yoga is about people that realize that if you're the one creating it, you have the power to change it. And that is your point of power. And so it's a very, very important concept to grasp, that you are actually creating your own experience. And thus, there's nobody else to blame. In fact, the emotions of blame, criticism, justification of your circumstances are all just signposts of victimhood consciousness. If you want to be a victim, well, knock yourself out. But for those that want to be self-empowered and get rid of their victimhood, then this is the path. And not only that, but all of Bashar's stuff most recently has been supported by quantum physics. And I draw your attention to one of my favorite scientists, Greg Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N. And Greg Braden has been working with some computer simulations. They know scientifically that the universe is holographic and works much like we're a virtual reality computer program. And inside this virtual reality computer program works on the energy of consciousness, and the language of interpretation in the program is belief. In other words, what you believe is. Belief is at the center of everything we do. And I give the example of the placebo effect in medicine, because why does the placebo work? Because you believe it does. That's why the placebo works, but it doesn't work just in medicine. It works in every area of your life. What you believe is. Take every area of your life, your relationships, your job, I don't care what area you want to take, write it down and write down what you believe in each of these areas. Write down what your beliefs are. And what you're going to find out is that they correlate with what's happening in your life, what you believe is. And as Bashar would point out as well, that it's all a hologram of many holograms. And in a hologram, each part of the hologram contains all the information for the whole hologram. The universe is structured holographically, and you are holographic. Each possible version of your reality is also holographic, and you contain within you all versions of reality. All holographic versions of reality are contained within you, and from all these infinite possibilities, you select the version to be experienced with your beliefs, imagination, and feelings. Your imagination is the archive of all your possible holograms. And from this archive of possibilities, the version that you imagine or believe or focus your imagination on is your currently selected version of reality. Then you activate this selected version with your feelings. And the more intense the feelings, the more powerfully you activate this version, and therefore the more quickly it manifests as your tangible reality. Positive feelings activate positive desired versions, and negative feelings activate the negative, undesired, dreaded outcomes. And you might also want to be aware of the fact that there's a big misconception that seeing is believing. In other words, what we perceive determines what we believe. The truth is that actually believing is seeing. What we believe determines what we perceive. So you might want to spend some time checking out that concept. And in fact, Bashar information would go further to state that there is nothing objective or empirically true about anybody who's listening to this program at the moment. There's nothing empirically true about you. It's all belief. If you think you're a good person, you believe it. Okay, you believe you're a good person. Where did you get the belief? You downloaded it from your parents. Your experience in life helped you formulate that concept. You bought into the idea that others dumped on you. There's only two objective facts that's empirically objective in this universe. Number one is that the universe was created with unconditional love. And second, that you have existence or awareness, consciousness. That's it. That's what's objectively true. Even your personality is like it's like an artificial construct. You know, you are a spiritual being. Who you really are is your higher self, who has fragmented a portion of itself into having this incarnation. And in this incarnation, the whole idea is if we were actually, you know, operating with all 12 strands and 100% of our brain, we would be at one with our higher selves, and that's what's called self-realization. So this is the whole concept about what ET Yoga is about. Now, in terms of tonight's program, I was talking about, you know, virtual realities and how black is white and white is black. I mean, I'm seeing a whole the powers that were, the powers that are, or what's left of them, they're still trying to manipulate a reality that's totally fake, in my opinion. We've got a fake history. 90% of it's totally bogus. We don't know our extraterrestrial history at all. We've got fake food. We got fake TV. We got fake news. You've got a fake education. I mean, they're even trying to make food fake. With this GMO food, to me, that's not real food. It's not natural food. So to me, everything is to get away from the natural way of doing things into some sort of virtual fake reality, which is inside the virtual reality. And it just blows my mind how similar this is to the information in 1984. I mean, they're trying to tell us that GMO is good for you, but like natural food isn't. That manufactured baby food is better than mother's milk. Are you kidding me? You should tell that to Sri Swami Satchidananda. You know, if I ever saw him flip about something, it would be taking the milk that was meant to develop the immune system for a child. It's the only thing I've ever seen him flip about. That sincerity in birth, I mean, if it's not necessary, is actually better than natural birth, where the young fetus doesn't actually get to experience the birth canal. Mercury fillings, those are good. Oh, yeah, they only suck about 30 to 50% of your body's energy. Getting away from mercury fillings or the eye concept, though, that's not good. Sunscreens are good. Oh, really? Go to the ET Yoga blog and check out the truth about the sun and the sunscreens. Most sunscreens actually help promote skin cancer, and the specific chemical ingredients are all laid out for you if you want to take the time to check it out. Untested vaccines are good, but a natural immune system is bad. Oh, I mean, really. I mean, we're really in the dark ages on this one. I mean, in Italy and the UK, they're winning court cases because they're proven the connection between autism and vaccines. But in this country, there seems to be a big debate about it. It's just amazing. Tap water is good. Oh yeah, filled with fluoride, some toxic waste, is better than pure water. Yeah, right. Giving your power away is good, but being self-empowered is bad. Yeah, that makes sense. Believing you are powerless is good, while knowing that you create your own reality is bad. Yeah, aesthetic surgery is good, while learning self-acceptance is bad. Becoming addictive to electronic devices is good, while not having them is bad. Regurgitating information is good, but having being a creative thinker is bad. Oh, here's a good one. Knowing who Snooki is and who Angelina Jolie was married to is more important than who won the Civil War. I recently saw an interview of about 10 college students in various disciplines, and there was only one of 10 who could even state who actually fought in the Civil War in America. But every single one of them knew who Snooki was. Well, I don't know who Snooki is because I don't have television. Okay, I try to practice what I put out on this program. So just to give you an idea, you know, what kind of, I don't know, where the young people, where their head's at. I mean, when I was growing up, if I were to ask one of my friends, do you know who fought in the Civil War, they'd think I was being insulting to them. It's such a ridiculous question to begin with. Being health conscious is now considered a mental disorder. Oh, that's brilliant. And being a meat eater is good, but being vegan is not good. Believing in everything you see in the news is good, but having discernment is bad. Having a degree makes you an expert, while knowing the truth makes your opinion irrelevant. Being dependent on government's good, but being self-sufficient is bad. Being buried by the church is good, but cremation is bad. I mean, I don't know. This sounds to me like 1984. I mean, everything that's supposed to be black is white, and what's white is black. To me, this is just it is off the planet. And speaking of off the planet, in the last ET Yoga program, we talked about specifically the miraculous healing that specifically took place. Greg Braden has a video out called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, and it deals with some concepts that relate to heart-brain resonance and practitioners who heal disease without operations. And we got into a lot of detail there with respect to what other people are doing in that area. And since that program, I came across a man called Lin Kai Ting. That's LinkaiTing, Lin Kai Ting. And he's a Qigong master. And there's some really good videos of him on YouTube. And one in particular that I watched, He has programs, and there's an interviewer who's asking him about some of these miracles that happen at his workshops and how he's able to heal people's tumors. And some of the people that are at these workshops, their tumors are gone in like 20 minutes, similar to the concept of the Beijing hospital where this woman was cured of her inoperable tumor in about 3 minutes. And he was asked, like, what's the secret to how these miracles can happen, or how can it be explained? And I thought his answers were quite good and very consistent with my conceptions as well. And he basically said that all disease comes from a negative emotion. And apparently this Qijiang teaches a person how to remove those negative energies, and when the negative energies are removed, the outer manifestation disappears, and the tumors just, bam, they're gone. And, you know, in the Western world, we think this is like some miracle or something. Over there, they can't believe we don't know about this already. And this Lin Kai Ting, he's going around training people and giving workshops. And to me, this is the whole, this is the future of real medicine, actually curing people and without taking their house or making them bankrupt or providing some brutal treatment. I mean, this to me is something that I highly suggest people follow up on. Lin Kai Ting. And he also mentioned that what he thought that most people's problem was, and he said that he thought anger was the main cause of most diseases. And that I should point out that when in part of my personal training, when I first started out in the yogic areas, one of the first things I did was actually get involved with keeping track of when I got angry. And that was back when I was in my 20s. And I think it was, you know, it was shocking to me, actually. It was more often than I thought. And eventually what I, you know, you realize is that nobody else can make you angry. And that was kind of a big thing in the 70s that, you know, you have your own centeredness, and if somebody calls you a name, you have a choice whether you want to, you know, call them a name back or not. But if you don't have a choice, you get lost in angry thinking. And when you are an angry thought, you become that thought. You're not having any sense of objectivity when you're lost in anger. And not only that, but you can lose, like, all the energy you need for self-awareness in 5 minutes of anger. And I can see that he also teaches, you know, a way of dealing with life's issues, and a philosophy that goes in conjunction with the physical movements that look a lot like Tai Chi, but that do remove negative energies from your aura. And it's also consistent with my idea originally about healing, because when I did personal healing on myself, I went to the, it's called Healing with the Higher Self, and you can check that out on the internet. It's by Master Kathumi. And in that process, what you do is you give up all your anger, guilt, and shame to your higher self. Well, if you think about it, if you can give up all your anger, guilt, and shame, and anger is the chief cause of most problems, when you're giving up that energy, if you totally give it up, then the physical symptoms would disappear. So it's basically the same idea, but it's kind of in a different form, a different angle. And with respect to some specific things that I think that people might try doing, like on a daily basis, with respect to spirituality, how about starting your day out with a few minutes devoted to giving gratitude and appreciation for what's in your life? How about a few minutes to realize how your day might play out? How about getting up 20 minutes earlier and have a quality Japa Yoga meditation? And you could just turn on the archive of ET Yoga and do that. How about intending with emotion on something you want to create? How about working on keeping your center or your peace throughout the day? How about having the attitude that you work for God and do your job from an attitude of service instead of what you can get? How about when you get home from work, you do some spiritual reading? What about making sure you get some exercise at least 3 times a week? How about taking care of your physical body? How about getting some sun? How about learning to do sun gazing? What about doing a pillar of light meditation preceded by some pranayamas or yogic breathing? How about working towards a vegan diet? How about cutting back on or even eliminating television and devoting that time to doing something you just love to do but never seem to have the time? How about using your imagination for 20 minutes? How about finding out how to live your joy or passion? How about working on eliminating fears or even making a friend of fear? Because fear is connected with all of these ideas in a way that makes us powerless. And all fear is illusion. And as Bashar would say, fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. And we also know that your power ends where your fear begins. And your fear creates you as a victim. And by the way, you'll probably notice that in any area where you give your power away, that's where you're being abused. So you might want to check that one out too. And some interesting questions have come my way over the course of doing this show, and one of those was, does your outer reality just happen at random, or do you create it with your beliefs, definitions, and emotions? Well, yes, you do create your outer reality with your beliefs, definitions, and emotions. And interestingly enough, there was a discovery that there's a brain in the heart called the neural center in the heart, that the heart actually emits an energy that's 5,000 times magnetically more powerful than the brain. And it's actually this energy, as Rupert Sheldrake points out, that interfaces with the morphogenetic field, which determines your version of reality. And this goes back to one of Bashar's concepts that outer circumstances don't matter. State of being is what matters, because it's your emotional frequency and your energy that you're putting out that you're getting back. And by the way, the whole concept of belief kind of coincides with the concept that you can't experience anything in physical reality unless you're a frequency match for it. And that, to me, is really an important concept, because that's what a belief is. It's a frequency. So when you have a belief, your frequency match, and that frequency match creates that version of reality. Another one of Bashar's concepts is that creating the power of positive spin on outer circumstances. If you place a positive emotional spin on an outer circumstance, the result will be a positive experience. When you place a negative definition on something outer and have negative emotion connected to it, your experience of that event will be negative. And I challenge everybody on ET Yoga, log these situations when you do them. Find something in your life that you find is it's not good, that you would view as a negative. Take some time, put some very positive emotional spin on it. Even if you can't see how anything possibly good can come from it, do it, because there's always two sides to a coin. There has to be two sides to an event. There's a plus side to anything. And if you place positive spin on an outer circumstance, note down the date, then some things happen more quickly, some take longer time to sort themselves out, but if you practice this technique, you'll get it. And when you get it, it'll blow your mind, because it works. Do outer circumstances come with built-in meanings? No, they don't. Outer circumstances are neutral. We place our definitions, and then the experience comes from us placing meaning on the outer experience. Do we function within a virtual reality computer-like program? And if so, what's the language of interpretation of the computer program? We mentioned this earlier. The language of interpretation is belief, what you believe is. Why does the placebo effect work? Well, it works because you believe it. And if the pharmaceutical companies weren't so interested in making money, they'd spend some time researching why it works. What's the ultimate experience of an event that you view with a positive emotional spin. Well, if you view something with positive emotion, you're going to have a positive experience. What's the difference between positive spin and having a positive attitude? Well, having a positive attitude means if something happens, you can have a good attitude about it. I mean, that's to me what, you know, positive attitude is. It's trying to not really look at the negative side of things. But when you place positive spin on an outer circumstance, you actually create a new version of reality. The example being you're on taking a train to work and you're on time, but the train just left and you're mad and you complain about it and you make a negative experience out of it. But somebody else might come along and go, oh, well, I missed the train. No big deal. And there's, while they're sitting there waiting for the next train, somebody gets off a train that you haven't seen in 20 years and all of a sudden you make a connection with a friend. The positive spin on the situation created a new positive experience. So the difference between having a positive attitude and positive spin is that you're not just having a good attitude or about an existing situation that you may still view as negative. Maybe you don't get as lost in it because you have a little bit better attitude, but with positive spin, you actually create a new situation. And Bashar actually goes into the physics of why that works is because the world is holographic. And when you're placing the positive spin, you're attracting to yourself those positive holographic inserts that you're attracting with your vibration. Because everything's vibration and frequency. And belief, to me, vibration, frequency, being a frequency match, thought creates, these all are interchangeable terms. Yes, thought creates. Yes, belief creates. Yes, you have to be a frequency match for what you experience. Why do we not utilize 100% of our brain? Well, for one thing, our DNA got manipulated a long time ago, and so most of people on the planet only function with two strands of DNA instead of 12. And if you were utilizing 100% of your brain, then you definitely would know who you were. You'd be self-realized. And is there an objective reality? No, there isn't an objective reality. There is clearly a consensus reality that we kind of all kind of buy into, collective consciousness wise. But basically, reality is the experience. And what's the root cause of disease? Well, the root cause of disease is negative emotion. And interestingly enough, when we were talking at the top of the show about Beethoven, it's also been shown that Beethoven's music has very, and Mozart, those classic occult composers, their music has a beneficial effect on water and your DNA. And this is proven through Masaru Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, the power of water. Turns out water is a perfect reflection of consciousness, that positive emotion and negative emotion actually changes the molecular structure of water. And you can go on the internet and you can actually see under the microscopic pictures of water that's been blessed with positive emotion and water that's been given negative emotion. And you see these ugly little crystal shapes with the negative energy and these beautiful little snowflake kind of crystals with positive energy. It's not BS. Check it out. It's a scientific fact. And the interesting ramification of that is that our entire bodies, well, not entire, but most of it's water. So our emotions affect our own waters. And one of the things you can do with your water is put beautiful sayings around your water, because they've shown that even the words themselves are reflected in this concept as well. Yantras, yoga yantras, crop circles. I try to use yantras and crop circles around my water, and also play Beethoven, Bach music around water. And water has a consciousness of its own as well. So the power of water, Masaru Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. If you don't know about that one, you should really check it out, because it's a really cheap way to put some good stuff into your system because we're mostly water. And as usual on ET Yoga, when we're coming near the end of the program, I'd certainly like to wish our new listeners and our old listeners my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. Hope you picked up something from tonight's show that is really useful. And we'll close in our usual way by playing Bashar's XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation, which expands consciousness.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity, faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back, all the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity, and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you, out the front, all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now, out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down and and up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down. Clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse, you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.